What if the moment your insurance approves your hospital stay is actually the most dangerous moment in your entire care journey? Because that approval can be taken away, hours before you go home. Here's what's happening right now in healthcare. A Delhi Consumer Commission just ordered Aditya Birla Health Insurance to pay 74,354 rupees after they revoked a cashless hospitalization approval mid-treatment and then rejected the reimbursement claim entirely. Meanwhile, extreme heat warnings across San Bernardino and Riverside counties are forecasting 110-degree temperatures through Monday, which isn't just a weather story. It's a patient volume forecast for every emergency department and urgent care center in that region. The systems holding healthcare together are being stress-tested simultaneously from multiple directions. First, coverage reversals aren't random. They're systemic. The Aditya Birla case exposed three distinct failure points in sequence. Approval workflow integrity broke down. Real-time communication between insurer and provider broke down. And post-discharge claims adjudication broke down. The insurer didn't even show up to contest the ruling. That's not a one-off mistake. That's a structural indictment. And as DocFiz Global has observed directly, the gap between what a patient is promised and what they actually experience is exactly where patient relationships are won or lost. Second, environmental factors are now a patient experience variable you can't ignore. When temperatures hit 110 degrees, heat-related illness volumes spike predictably. That means your scheduling, your staffing, your triage protocols are all under simultaneous pressure. Service quality degrades under volume stress. Knowing that in advance and building protocols around it is the entire difference between reactive and proactive care. Third, markets are signaling systemic distrust. Indian pharma stocks were among the hardest hit when the BSE Sensex dropped 776 points recently. Investor pressure on health sector equities reflects uncertainty about reimbursement structures and regulatory environments, the exact same variables driving patient distrust at the ground level. When capital and patients are both losing confidence simultaneously, you're looking at a structural problem, not a PR problem. Here's what you do today. Before your next patient interaction or team meeting, ask yourself, where in our workflow does a promise get made to a patient that our systems might not keep? Map that gap. Then treat closing it as a technical problem, not a customer service problem. That's the reframe that changes everything. Read the full article on the Midas blog at agentmidas.xyz. And if you want AI-generated content like this for your business every single morning, start your free trial at agentmidas.xyz.